clothes and made a mess in the mud. Wayne fetched Cal and cleaned him from head to toe with the hose before taking him into the house.
I cleaned myself off.
I don't have big brothers watching out for me. Before paying me, Miss Murdy May inspects the yard. She walks to each corner flower bed. Her eyes comb every grass blade, and when she spots an apple on the ground, she walks over and picks it up. It probably fell a second ago. She hands me my money and says in a sharp voice,
"Not bad, but next time, take care in the direction you mow. You shock the grass blades if you don't cut it in an east-to-west pattern. Can I expect you next week?"
My arms ache from pushing the lawnmower. My back throbs from bending over picking up apples, and my hands have blisters on them from pulling weeds. I open my mouth and say, "Yes, ma'am." Miss Murdy May asks me to step inside the house for a moment, and I'm relieved that the judge isn't inside, waiting to haul me off to prison. Smells of something wonderful drift from the kitchen. The TV is on, and the early evening news broadcasts from a jungle in Vietnam. I wonder if Wayne is nearby. Miss Murdy May shakes her head, looking at the television. "Oh, that mess. I hope you never have to see war, Toby. Our poor Wayne. I include him in my..."